Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this series about Bill Johnson and some of his beliefs, some of the things that he's teaching. Today we're going to be talking more specifically about his affiliations with the New Apostolic Reformation, and some other groups that are affiliated, similar groups like Latter Rain, Manifest Sons of God, and some of their beliefs, Dominionists. And so anyway, let's go ahead and jump right in. Bill Johnson is affiliated with the Latter Rain theology. He's also affiliated with these groups like the New Apostolic Reformation. The New Apostolic Reformation, I'll do a series on them someday. In the meantime, seek ye people like Brandon House in his ministry Worldview Weekend, or Chris Pinto talks about him a little bit. Bob DeWay, I believe, Pastor Bob, he talks about him a little bit. There's a lot of ministries out there that bring these guys up. Justin Peters, I love that guy. I want to meet him someday. Man, I have a spot in my heart for that guy. He's afflicted. He's afflicted, I think, with cerebral palsy, I believe. He has to walk around with these crutches. He has he's got issues, okay? And this man, he's such a humble, amazing man of God, and I don't want to go off on Justin Peters. I love that guy. I want to meet him someday. I want to shake his hand. I want to buy him a steak dinner. That's all there is to that. But anyway, there's people out there that are talking about him. The New Apostolic Reformation is a group of believers, if you can even call them that. Some of them I really doubt. In fact, I really wonder, that believe that the apostles are for today. There's several ways that you can interpret the word apostle. It obviously means sent out one, somebody that's sent out. And so in one case, we're all sent out, right? I mean, we're saved and we're sent out into the world to make disciples of men and to lead people in the gospel in salvation, lead people to the cross. So sure, but they look at it a little more extreme than that. They're looking at men who God himself, Jesus himself, have appointed to basically be prophets and healers and going about the nation with some kind of a special elite authority straight from God. They're able to speak in your life with prophetic power, basically. These people, there's all kinds of them that are involved in this movement. You have people like Lou Engle, Todd Bentley's involved with the New Apostolic Reformation. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank. Obviously, Bill Johnson. Oh boy, I'm drawing a blank here. Lou Giglio, Steve Furtigans. Most of the people in the Word of Faith movement are affiliated with this New Apostolic Reformation. But what's interesting is they're yoking up with the religious right and the political right, these more political movements that are trying to change the nation. Some of their causes are fantastic. I mean, come on, who doesn't want abortion to be stopped? Okay. But they're aligning themselves with all these different groups, and there is clearly a much more extreme tinfoil hat purpose going on here. I don't want to get into that today, but we don't want to align ourselves with these people. If they want to fight abortion in their way and some of the other crooked things that are going on within our government, fine, but don't link arms with them. Do not give credibility to these people. All right? I wouldn't be caught dead on TBN. I don't care how much publicity to my message I could receive through the Trinity Broadcasting Network and Paul and Jan Crouch with her weird, gigantic pink hair. No way. No way. Do not be giving credibility to these people. If you're part of these movements, get out. Get out. You know, maybe pray to God to make sure, but seriously, we cannot be giving credibility to these false prophets. How many unbelievers are we sending into the pit of hell, tripping up people? And how many believers, at least we thought they're believers, are getting tripped up by these false gospels and being basically sending themselves to hell? This is not a good thing. Well, Bill Johnson is affiliated with this Latter Rain theology. Bill Johnson likes to say things like, there are no extraordinary Christians, but being an ordinary Christian is an extraordinary thing. The Latter Rain movement puts their focus on youth. And me, Michael Bohm, Youth Apologetics Training, that bothers me. I was part of this Latter Rain movement. In fact, I was initiated into Joel's army by Lou Engle himself in Ted Haggard's church. Yeah, I was at Ted Haggard's church once. I went out there to Colorado Springs, I think it is, and a whole church youth group, and we went in there, and I was jumped into Joel's army. It's a group of youth, very idealistic, and there is this strong focus on this last day army that is going to, at one day, rise up, and basically, this is a dominion theology type thing. It is believed that this last day army, this Joel's army, this latter day theology or latter day reign, group of people are going to rise up and subdue the earth spiritually and militarily. In many instances, there are a lot of subgroups and there's this mentality, this attitude that, we'll use force if we have to. Okay. We will force people to conform to God's will. That, my friends, is very close to the theology of Islam. You know, by the sword in your face, we'll hack off your head if you reject our faith, that kind of thing. We'll cut your throat, we'll cut your hands off, we'll cut your feet off. Guys, we don't want anything to do with that. I'm telling you what, that is not how the kingdom is to be advanced. We don't want nothing to do with that. I mean, if you are affiliated with those guys in any way, shape, or form, oh my goodness, get away. Bill Johnson, he shares a lot of the theology that is supported by the International House of Prayer. IHOP has nothing to do with pancakes. I also was affiliated with that movement at one time. Oh my goodness. Again, it's this whole movement. They downplay scripture. They always want to cut scripture down and they want to elevate subjective feelings, mysticism, subjective feelings and experiences and what they think they heard God said over what we clearly know God said. Why would people do that? Come on. The Bible attests to itself. It is so clear that the Bible is the word of God. And yet we want to put our own weird, subjective, mystical feelings and experiences and elevate them over what God said. And that's where we come up with all these strange, aberrant doctrines. And again, friends, if your foundation is not the scriptures, how do you test the spirits? How do you test whether or not this is so? If the Holy Spirit, quote unquote, okay, I'm not saying they're hearing from the Spirit, but if you claim the Holy Spirit told you something, that doesn't make it gospel. You need to test it. You can say all day long, I know for a fact it was the Holy Spirit, but you know what? You don't know that. You don't know that. Test it by the Word of God. And chances are you're going to find out it's false. False prophecy. And that's what I've experienced every single time. The beliefs of IHOP, just so you guys know, and Bill Johnson pretty much subscribes to all this stuff. So IHOP, again, Bill Johnson is affiliated with IHOP, this Latter Rain theology. They like to go after the young people, the Elijah generation, oy vey. Also the Manifest Sons of God, all these movements are pretty much tied together. They're almost one and the same at this point. Check this out. Have you guys ever heard of the bridal paradigm? This one was a shocker to me. When I first heard about this, I was like, no, come on. That doesn't happen because I hadn't experienced it myself. The bridal paradigm, and this happens in Bill Johnson's church. It happens very often within the IHOP movement. It is taking this relationship, this bride of Christ relationship that we have with Jesus, to a sensual level. The language and the strange things that come from this bridal paradigm, and I hate to say, but it's generally women that get caught up in this, because come on, you know, a guy is going to be kind of weirded out by this. I mean, okay. The nuts and bolts of this whole thing just don't seem to add up, but there are women who really take this Bride of Christ thing way too far within these movements, and they start talking about Jesus and this relationship in a very steamy, sensual way. And I'm not going any farther with this. All I got to say is you got to tug on your collar and let the steam out. It is like, whoa, wow, you just said that. Again, they're very irreverent. I don't think they realize they're being irreverent. I think that it's very misguided. They really are speaking in a way that they feel is enhancing their relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay, so I'm going to give them a little bit of slack. They're not trying to be irreverent. They think that they're speaking in a loving way to God. Okay, but what it comes down to is it is irreverent. Guys, we don't have a sexual relationship with our Creator. I don't mean to laugh. It's awkward for me. Okay. It's a nervous laugh. That's not what we're supposed to have. Okay. That's taking the bride and groom analogy that Christ has created for us way too far. And so anyway, this is probably a good place to stop because we're about to change subjects here. So come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and you can leave comments and questions. Some of you already have, and I'm enjoying the dialogue. It's good talking to you guys. You can also catch me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.